Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The Guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of an nondescript apartment building with a very old mason board. On the balcony. 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 Balcony.
What did you do?
I didn't do a thing.
What was that?
Didn't
it was
do
skipping.
A thing.
That was cool.
It did it by itself.
There's a ghost in the machine, Scott.
Well, the two men are here.
That was bizarre.
And they're doing a hip-hop version of their promos.
I know.
On a country show.
Wasted on our country show. God, I hope that happens when we do the hip-hop show.
That was pretty strange.
That was great. I love how there was a record skip on our fucking digital file.
That's cool.
Okay, let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, everyone. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for joining us again.
Yes, balconyradio.com and balconyradio@gmail.com.
That's right. So we're sitting down, and let's give them a little background. So
background
recently,
some history.
Let's do what's going on with us.
Yeah, no, we've been busy, man.
Super busy, busy enough to not do a show for 2 weeks.
Two weeks,
which
yeah.
is a long break.
That's
for
a drought for us,
and that's a real bummer. Like, I actually was thinking, had planned for meeting up with you super early this morning, like a pre-work, try and see if we could do this earlier.
Yes.
I was all up for it
for early,
because you're a super early riser. You're one of those weird people that gets up at 4 a.m.
Yes.
And you don't start work until 8?
7:30.
7:30. And that, I have a car, so that gives us enough time to squeeze a show in.
Yes.
Party the way we do before you go off to work.
Correct.
But I made it to about 3 o'clock when I thought, fuck it. I'll meet up with Scott later. Because I was doing school stuff last night, and I was going to pull an all-nighter anyway. And I wound up being a three-quarters of the nighter. Because we haven't done a show in so long, and I just fucking love doing the show so much, I couldn't wait to do it.
Yeah,
So we're getting together today, and it's been a couple of weeks because I've been traveling. And
so, yeah, welcome back to LA.
Thank you very
man.
Much. I took a couple weeks off. I did two separate trips.
Two.
I did one solo kind of writer's retreat because I'm working on my thesis. I went driving up around the Redwoods for a few days up in extreme northern California, Humboldt, Klamath area.
Nice.
I saw Oregon for the first time.
Oh,
it was nice.
All right.
You know that I'm a big fan of the Redwood area. It's kind of like a spiritual home for me because I smoke a lot of dank. And it just feels like I'm taking it back home.
Sure.
So I don't know. Right. But there's just something about the place. There are some places. Like I really like the desert area, like New Mexico, Arizona. I've done a lot of driving through there because my family moved to Colorado a few years ago.
Right.
And like you mentioned, the balconies in Southern California. So I've done a lot of the Southwest driving, and the desert is the best. Like, you and I one day are going to do that drive.
Yes, we will.
Because I know you are a car photographer like me.
That's right. I'll shoot from
a moving camera. And you're a big, let's pull over and shoot this now. You're
That's
one of those
right.
people like
Stop.
I am too. Yeah, and you like to drive the way I do, which is playing the radio loud and smoking dope.
That's right.
So that's basically what I did for a few days, driving around the Redwoods, getting together story ideas for my thesis. And then I got back and had a couple of days off where you and I did not manage to get together. And then I took a trip with the family to go to Colorado,
Colorado, wow, man.
To visit my sister and her new baby.
So you've seen all kinds of climate changes here.
I've covered a lot of
you've
ground
been
in the last
sunny
couple weeks.
And snowy and
it actually wasn't
of...
snowy in Colorado.
Oh,
it was like here. It was super nice. We had this kind of weather
over there
the whole
okay.
time.
Clear and clear.
Yeah, I managed to avoid it because my mom had said that they had snow like a month ago.
Oh, is that right?
They went from snow to Indian summer really fast.
Wow.
That place is fucked. So, yeah, Colorado, I don't like you, Colorado Springs. You're the worst.
and those Baptist people are out there.
Oh, it's not. No, it's evangelicals.
The evangelicals.
Yes, that's the big crowd there.
Okay.
So not my scene, obviously, because I like to rock and roll. But like I was telling you just a minute ago, the highlight of the trip for me, well, other than seeing family, whatever, was that we had a rental car, and for the first time in my life, I was subjected or had the privilege to have Sirius XM radio in the car.
Yes.
And
yes,
holy fuck,
cool.
It feels like it's been missing from my life.
Quite a difference.
I won't even
it?
Tell you the Goofy station. I'll tell you off air all the other Goofy stations they had, like the theme stations. There was a fucking Pearl Jam station.
Oh, man.
But I found Willie's Roadhouse, which all was right. the old school country. We're not playing anything before 1990 country music station.
Anything and after 1990.
Anything before. Or I'm sorry, anything after. Yeah, it was all just classic country. It was fucking great. And the wife and I are both big fans of that kind of music. So we just listened to that in the car for 4 days while driving around. Oh. Like all the touristy family visiting stuff.
Right on.
And country music is just great car music. It just is. Yeah, it really sure. is.
And then out in Colorado? Oh, my God.
And Colorado
God,
with
perfect.
The scene and all the fucking rocks and the altitude and everything. It's just perfect. And so when I was there, I put together the show and sent it over to you because when I was getting back, it's like we're doing a country
we're
show.
We're doing it right away. First one back.
Yeah. So you want to tell us about what we're going to do today?
Well, we are going to do something very different. Well, not too much different, yeah, but it is Blue.
A theme show.
It is Blue Highway Episode 6. We have to tell them that right away. And it's going to be
our country show.
It is our country show. It's a theme show. And tonight we're doing live at the Grand Ole Opry. Mm-hmm. And these recordings go back long time. They go back to
Opry
the 50s.
Goes back a long time, yeah.
Yeah, and these there apparently are several volume broadcasts of several volumes of Grand Ole Opry broadcast available out there, and yeah. we're going to sample a whole
I
bunch
think
of them.
It's a 3-volume CD set, or they've done three releases so far,
right
and they're
on.
Both double albums of okay. just old timers playing the Opry, and it's
so
really good.
We're going to do a lot of listening to some great country
yeah,
music.
So we're going to sample liberally from that, and then a few other tracks from people's albums where they include live gigs at the Opry. It's the place that if you're in country music, you play there.
That's right, exactly.
And what's the equivalent to rock show? I guess if you're a rock band, you play the Roxy, the Warfield, places like that.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know,
the Warfield.
You know, if you're traveling, our you know, that's our reference is always West Coast.
It's, yeah, yeah. I don't
Bowery Ballroom. You know,
maybe
Agora. If it was a long
the
time
Agora
ago,
in
but
Detroit,
places
yeah.
like that. You know, it's just one of those places, and for country music, it is the place. So
you have to make the stop. Peppermint Lounge, maybe in New York.
That's a good one, too. And just, yeah, those kind of spots. Austin has probably a dozen of them.
Oh, yeah,
we don't
absolutely.
Know. I mean, there's just a million spots that you just have to play if you're a band. Like, you want to is the other thing. Like, CBGB's back in the day. Like, if you plugged in and played loud, you wanted to play there. And if you're a country person, it's like, that's the kind of the aim is to play there. Because that's the fucking spot.
Yeah, no, that's where you get your exposure.
Hank Williams played there. Johnny Cash stomped on the lights. You want to be part of that shit. So.
Yeah, I played the Grand Ole Opry. It looks good on your resume.
It is the resume in country music, isn't it?
I guess so.
I won a CMA. So. I had Taylor Swift write a song about me. I played the Opry. What else is there?
I guess that's the trifecta in country music, I guess, right there.
Modern trifecta.
The modern country music trifecta.
George Strait said I was cool. There's the trifecta.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the other
quad.
One.
That's the quad.
That's the quad. George Strait put his hand on my shoulder backstage. You're all right, boy. That's what you want in country music.
Okay, so let's get into you some
yeah.
music here.
So let's start it out with the king himself. Here's Hank Williams.
Show start off here right. Let's meet and greet a good fella and friend of ours, a long gone lonesome blues boy, Mr. Hank Williams. Yeah!
Thank you a lot. Here it is, long gone lonesome blues. Hit it. I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by. But I got to the river so lonesome I wanted to die, oh Lord. And then I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. Well, I had me a woman who couldn't be true. She made me for my money, then she made me blue. A man needs a woman that he can lean on, but my leaning post is done, left and gone. She's long gone, and now I've lost some blue. Thank you. river, one night's cold as ice. And when I find me that river, Lord, I'm gonna pay the price, oh Lord. I'm going down in it three times, but I'm only coming up twice. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. Well, she told me on Sunday she was checking me out. Along about Monday she was nowhere about. And here it is Tuesday night, had no news. I got them gone, but not forgotten blue. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue.
Thank you, Hank. Thank you just a whole lot, buddy. Well, sir, that's about all the time we have tonight.
I saw you last night again, darling, and you still seem as lovely to me. I watched as you danced with a stranger, and you seem just as happy as he. I watched as you smiled at your stranger, and since you seemed happy and gay, I watched through a mist in my eyes, dear. Then I turned and walked slowly away. I saw you last night again, darling, and I cried, dear, all night until dawn. A new love has come to your heart, dear, and an old love has faded and gone. I hope, dear, that you will be happy. There's nothing more left now to say. I saw you last night again, darling. Then I turned and walked slowly away. As you smiled at your stranger, and since you seemed happy and gay, I watched through a mist in my eyes, dear. Then I turned and walked slowly away.
Held my hand and sweetly sing an old melody. Without a worry or a care, a rose she gave me from her hair. Then she whispered, "Si, senor, si, si." In a cabaret we danced the hours away. Her eyes told more than words there could say. I told her I had to go, left her down in Mexico. The band played Spanish two-step, soft and low.
So firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. So complete from front to back, that's my pal. Toasted by the sun, and I'm a son of a gun. If she don't make my 5 o'clock shadow, come around at one. You can bet your boots I'd walk a mile through the snow just to see her toothbrush smile. They mention on the radio. If you don't think she's a lot of fun, just ask the man that owns one. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. So firm, so fully packed, that's for me. She's just like a money back guarantee. Like a barfly goes for drink, like the Bobby Sox goes for Frank, and just like Jesse James would go for money in the bank. From head to foot she's perfect size, she's a whiz. Always wears a 45 gun, that is. She's got the look that's so impressive. She's got the pose that's so refreshing. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal. She's done told me that I'm top hand. It won't be long till she wears my brand. So round, so firm, so fully packed, that's my gal.
the rose is so red and the lily is so fair. And the myrtle's bright with the emerald dew, the pale and the leader and eyes look like blue. I will charm every heart, in his crown I will sway. When I woke from dreaming, my idols was clay, a portion of love had all flown away.
Left alone and blue. Once my heart was filled with gladness, now there's sadness, only tears, candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear.
Ah, yes, the sweet tones of George Morgan here on Blue Highway.
I love our Candy show kisses. Because who else is going to play George Morgan?
Live
seriously.
At the Grand Ole Opry.
That is some obscuro music there.
Yes,
I love
yes.
Old Country. I really do.
A really good opening set here. And
should I read it off?
Go right ahead. Yes, sure. You are the absolute curator of these things. You know, you
yes,
should,
yes. You since you said you received my message saying let's do this.
Yeah, that's right. And I had to bow to your command and wishes. Yeah,
I hope
yes,
this
sir,
is willing. Yes. Going along with this,
it
right?
It is good, sir. It all is right. Good.
So we start. This is a nice mix because the Opry show is a mix of recordings and studio and live stuff. The live stuff is really where it's at. That's what you want to be at.
Correct.
But the radio show itself is kind of it's. Have you ever heard it?
No, I have not. I have to admit that
it's really groovy. Like the live show is really awesome, but they also have a regular like radio program.
Oh,
so that's
oh,
what these
that?
Recordings are. Yeah,
oh.
they're not singles. They're kind of like in studio sessions at the Opry,
like what the BBC does.
Kind of like the BBC recordings. Yeah, it's the Opry version of that. So that's why all these songs are in their archive and not in the artist's archive. That's why they're on these releases. So it's
right.
It's that kind of gray area
of ownership
of ownership of song ownership.
Useful. Use the ownership, yeah. Yes. Uh-huh.
So it's yeah. I guess the BBC comparison is the most apt. So hey, where goes Scott?
Thank you.
I really love the live recordings because a lot of them are super old. And when I was picking the show, it was tough because they're so old that a lot of them were crackly and just like tin canny.
I could hear that last one George Morgan.
Yeah,
song.
Especially a lot of the Hank Williams ones because he played a lot of he was there at the beginning of the radio program,
right?
Because he was the biggest star in country in the world, you know, in American music basically at the time in the early 50s, and so he was on the show all the time, and there's a lot of recordings of him live at the Opry, and they're just bad recordings because their equipment is just so antique.
It's overused.
My guess it's all like, what is that, like light, you know, like plug-in kind of, you know, diode kind
swap
of
swap in swap out, yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like you pull a plug and put another one in and the machine works again, like that kind of,
pretty much. Yeah, well when it's a solid state equipment, it can be like that.
Yeah, I just picture a lot of plugs in a rickety old machine.
Oh, yes.
That lights up when it's working again.
Oh,
that kind of thing.
That's about it. It just honestly, oh my god, it's working again. How did that happen?
I just picture the Opry sound guy being an old man who just punches it with his fist, like the side of his hand, every once in a while, and has a name for it and shit. Old Bessie.
Come on, Bessie. Machine, get the going.
But a lot of the recordings, so it was tough to choose. Not only Hank, but there are other artists, and some, it was their only time, or their only, you know, recording of it that's made it to this level, CD or digital.
Right.
And it's just, it's great historically, but to play on the show, not so much. So it's a real bummer. So I think it's
dicey as
yeah.
well.
So sound. That's yeah. why the show is going to be a little short. We're only playing 23 songs instead of usually we play closer to 30 in a show like this. So, but
and we're yakking a little too
and
much.
We're yakking, so let's shut the fuck
read,
up.
Read that
this is
set.
Good dope.
What do we have?
So we started with Hank Williams doing "Long Gone Lonesome Blues" live in 1952. And then Eddie Arnold, the great Eddie Arnold,
yeah.
who is really awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Doing
yeah.
"Then I Turned and Walked Away Slowly." Awesome, great title for a song. I love country music because the writing is always so just on the nose.
Deep sadness, just profound deep sadness. Yes.
Oh. And then one of the balcony approved old school country acts, Bob Willis and his Texas Playboys. Those guys
yeah.
get their best of if you like toe tapping. Like
that's some swing.
It's really good. Yeah. Like they are hot shit.
Oh yeah.
And that's a song of theirs called "New Spanish Two Step." And that one is from the Grand Ole Opry Broadcast Volume 2, as was the record, the song we played before. And that was from Volume 3. Sorry, Eddie Arnold was from Volume 2. And then another track from Volume 2, Merle Travis doing So Round, So Firm, So Fully Packed.
My kind of woman. Yes, and yes.
Yes, yes, and yes. And then from the Grand Ole Opry Broadcast Volume 3 recording, the Carter Family doing Wildwood Flower, and that's Mabel on the lead vocals.
Yes.
And
the lady who went around to the 70s and turned up on that.
She lasted a million years.
Oh, a long time.
She's what, Johnny Cash's mother-in-law? Is that how that works?
I think she's, yeah, mother-in-law.
She's June's mom, right? Yes. Or is it June's aunt?
She's June's grandmother. So
she's June's grandmother.
So she's probably Johnny's great aunt.
Is that how that works? It's Mabel. That's right. Who's the, I forgot how it works. I used to know more of the name.
I don't remember there's a lot of them, man.
And then George Morgan finishing up there with Candy Kisses, and that's from Grand Ole Opry Broadcast, Volume Deuce. So let's just get back to it. Start the show.
Okay, here's Johnny Bond.
Johnny Bond.
I'll step aside.
For Johnny Bond.
I'll step aside for you if you don't want me. I'll step aside for you if you don't care. I'm not the one to cling to a broken promise. I'll step aside for someone else somewhere. I'll step aside for you if you don't want me. I'll step aside for you and you alone. And when I'm gone, just promise you'll remember that I was once your darling, all your own.
Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night. Crack guitar. They get the kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance. The woods are full of couples looking for romance. Somebody takes his brogan, knocks out the light. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. ¶¶
they get together, there's a lot of fun. They all know the other fella packs a gun. Everybody does his best to act just right, 'cause there's gonna be a funeral if you start a fight. They struggle and they shuffle till broad daylight. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. About a place I know down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night.
All the best music is on.
Try and do it without laughing.
The balcony.
Searching for silver and gold. If you're alone when you grow old, you'll never find comfort in silver and gold.
When days are stormy and gray, when nights are lonely and cold, you'll find that kisses will warm your heart much faster than silver and gold.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, everyone's searching for silver and gold. If you're alone when you grow old, you'll never find comfort in silver and gold.
Though silver's glitter may bring fair weather friends to the foe, but lucky are you if one is true when you've lost all your silver and gold.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, everyone's searching for silver and gold. If you're alone when you grow old, you'll never find comfort in silver and gold.
Give me somebody to hold. Just give me the touch of a tender hand, and you can keep all your silver and gold.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, everyone's searching for silver and gold. If you're alone when you grow old, you'll never find comfort in silver and gold.
And after this lifetime is through, and after your story's been told, never walk into paradise still holding your silver and gold.
Silver and gold, silver and gold, everyone's searching for silver and gold. If you're alone when you grow old, you'll never find comfort in silver and gold. Silver and
jolly dolly, maybe now you'll chance a dance with me. Hey Joe, I feel mighty lovey-dovey, let me be your new patootie, I'll be just as sweet can be. Now Joe, I know just how you feel, since your fickle sweetie left you for a heel. But if I could be your sweetie pie, I promise you no other guy could steal me from you. Hey put on your dancing shoes and I'll help you forget your blues. I simply got to have you for my own.
Prison bars have flown.
I'll fly away. I'll
Very good, very good.
Back panel, ladies and gentlemen. Not done.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Now get the hell out of here.
Charlie Daniels. All right.
I love that right before that they totally did Devil Went Down to Georgia right before that. You know they did.
It's probably true.
We can't finish with that.
We got to get a redemption.
Let's get some religion up in here. So why don't I read it because you're doing the plugs.
Are we doing that now?
Yeah. This is half of the halfway point.
Oh, okay.
So let me read it. And I'll hit mute on you for a second so you can cough and clear your throat. Jesus Christ, you know, it's still a sensitive mic. So we started with Johnny Bond doing yes. I'll Step Aside. Can you scoot that over a little bit so I can read it?
We're here this week.
Johnny Bond from A Great Opry, Volume 2. And then Red Foley, another forgotten classic country artist doing Tennessee Saturday Night.
All right.
And that's from Grand Ole Opry Broadcast, Volume 2 as well. And then another old-timer who actually did hear on Willie's Roadhouse over the weekend, Pee Wee King.
Oh.
They were playing some obscuro shit there.
It was so good.
Silver.
Look at you, man.
I just want to get XM so I could listen to Willie all the time.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to describe to you what Anthony did when he went so like, good, so good. His head did a... He was doing a head bop.
He bopped.
A headbang. He did actually a headbang. That's what he would be described
as. It's Pee-wee doing Silver and Gold from Grand Ole Opry Broadcast Volume Uno, and then also from that collection, classic artist, Hall of Famer Kitty Wells, Balcony Approved. She's great.
Amazing.
Doing an awesome song. We were having a good laugh to that one, Hey Joe.
Yeah.
And then we finished it up there with Charlie Daniels bringing the fucking roof down with I'll Fly Away.
Good for him.
From an album called How Great They Thou Art, Gospel Favorites. And here's the plugs, Scott.
The plugs, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness, I have a couple of things I want to tell you all about.
Such as,
the first thing that you can do is to contact us by the ever-present, all-inclusive Balcony Radio email, which is balconyradio@gmail.com, and you can send your comments, questions, criticisms, suggestions, requests, and anything else you want to, your opinions and so forth, to that particular email address, balconyradio@gmail.com, and we will give you the appropriate response to your comment, question, and suggestion, request, comment, and opinion, and so forth. So send it right there, balconyradio@gmail.com. And that, of course, leads you right over to the website, which is balconyradio.com. And there you can do just a whole bunch of things. You can listen to our 24-hour stream, and that's Monday through Saturday. You get multi-genres, and Sunday you get jazz, and that's just great. So you can leave the stream on there all running, and you can just be fully entertained 24 hours a day. So that's the first page. And on that first page, of course, you can also subscribe to our RSS feed, and that you get your weekly updates, your twice-weekly updates of the podcasts or releases that we do, our shows that we release, such as the one that you're listening to, Blue Highway. And we also have a psych show called This Pill Makes You Small. And we also have just a whole bunch of other stuff. We have a Stone show, a Beatles show, and two dozen other shows, just far too many to list for you here. Just go out to balconyradio.com, and you can see all of the shows because we always post them right there on the website. And like I said, you can subscribe to the RSS feed. Excuse me. There are full instructions on how to do that right there on the front page. And all of our past episodes are there, so you can download those to your special place on your computer or MP3 playback thing, and
or your vagina is the way that you make it sound. Your special place.
You know, wherever you suck things up into and store them on a very hard drive. So that's what you can do there, and you can also see the studio and read a history of how this little thing called balconyradio.com started. And there's a few other things you can do there. And you can also see Balcony Radio approved links, which we've added in there. And there's a whole list of things that we think that you should probably turn yourself on to, since we've turned ourselves on to them. And we think that they just might be of somewhat of a edifying nature to you. So check that out as well. And we can do all kinds of things you can do all kinds of things there, like I said. So check that out at balconyradio.com. And, of course, you can friend us at Facebook at facebook.com/balconyradiofm. And there you are, friend up, and Oh, also, you can see playlists of all of our shows, which are listed there on the site. We list all of the songs that we play, and of course, you can purchase the individual songs and or albums that they come from at securely through Amazon, and that is also a way to keep supporting us and keep us on the air, keep us paying our web host and buying new equipment and just, you know, make things nice. We don't make any money. We're not here to make a killing. I mean, we're not even here to make a living. This is pretty much a hobby for us, so... Yeah, but any kind of help you can do for us would just be great. So, like I said, we can make all of the songs available to you. The ones that are available, that is, to you through Amazon. And you can check those playlists out as well at balconyradio.com. So there you go. There are all the plugs for you in a nutshell.
Go to the website.
Go to the website and have fun and check that out. And let's get back to some music, y'all. We're going to listen now to... This is Patsy Cline and I Fall to Pieces.
They're waiting for me.
They're waiting.
for me on the heaven shore, on the heaven shore.
I long to see,
I long to see,
and shake their hand,
and shake their hand.
When I'm safe at home,
when I'm safe at home as they had planned.
I'm ready to leave,
I'm ready to leave,
this world below,
this world below,
to the home above,
to the home above.
I'm ready to go,
I'm ready to go.
Dad mother will say,
Dad mother will say,
welcome home our son,
welcome home our son,
in a heavenly home,
in a heavenly home, life will just be gone.
That's where my soul,
that where my soul shall rest on high, shall rest on high.
I'll sing and shout,
I'll sing and shout.
For His face I'll see,
for His face I'll see.
And with God I reign,
and with God I reign through eternity.
I'm ready to leave,
I'm ready to leave,
this world below,
this world below,
to the home above,
to the home above.
I'm ready to go,
I'm ready to go.
Dead mother will say,
Dead mother will say,
welcome home our son,
welcome home our son,
in a heavenly home,
in a heavenly home. Your life has just begun,
life has just begun.
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the balcony.
Keep the boys up there where they are. I suppose you boys join forces here with Marvin Hughes, and let's hear a little harmonizing on Oh, You Beautiful Doll.
Honey dear, won't you dear, just turn out the light and come over here. Get so close up to my side, my heart's so high with what desire. Never thought the light could ever be so seen, till I met you some time ago. But now you know I love you so. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you, I could never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I want to tell you, better feel your place. Oh, 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 you beautiful girl.
I like it.
Tifa Texas, Tifa Texas. That gal that meet her economy. Ole, 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 ole. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stall. 'Cause I can get more women than a passenger drink and all. Ole, 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 ole. I'm gonna buy me a shotgun just as long as I'm tall. Lord, Lord. I'm gonna buy me a shotgun just as long as I'm tall. I'm gonna shoot poor Thelma just to see her jump and fall. ole, 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 ole. I'm born where the water tastes like cherry wine. Lord, Lord, I'm gone where the water tastes like cherry wine. Cause the Georgia water tastes like tearing time. Holy, ole, ole, oh, ole.
A package containing my heart. To open, remove the wrapper, but please don't tear it apart. You tore out this heart when you left me. You left me alone and so blue. I'm sending it special delivery. Please handle with care, it's for you. It's all that I have to offer, but darling, you know that it's true. Signed, sealed, and delivered, the postman will bring it to you. I thought perhaps you would keep it just for a while, don't you? Oh, darling, please keep it forever. Without you, it's no good to me. Signed, sealed, and delivered, a package containing my heart. I send it to you as a token. I'm sorry we're so far apart.
Oh, yes, indeed. Good enough.
We had to play some cowpokes in there.
Cowboy copas. Yeah, man, that's really great. Cowboy copas and signed, sealed, and delivered. No. Not the Stevie Wonder version.
When I first found that yesterday, I thought it was, and I thought, was Stevie cover that? No, different song altogether.
Nope, different song.
Still awesome.
Yes.
Great song. All right, so it's your turn to read.
I think it is. My goodness. We started out with Patsy Cline. And from a record called On Tour Number 1, and that was recorded live in 1961 at the Grand Ole Opry, according to the notes here. And I Fall to Pieces, the classic, one of her greatest hits there.
Yeah.
That one just climbed the charts, and I think it was at number one for about 82 years.
It was a number one on the country charts, definitely. And I think it charted on the pop chart, too,
because
she actually had some pretty decent crossover appeal back then. Because the voice, you can't deny it.
No, it's just, it says too much.
She's like top five singers ever, yeah. Like voice, vocally, like she's really awesome.
Every female vocalist wanted to be Kitty Wells. Yeah. Everybody did.
Patsy Cline,
everybody did. And then Charlie Daniels Band and some gospel tunes and a song called I'll Fly Away, and that was extracted from How Great
You're
Thou Art
the wrong
Gospel.
Way.
Am I going
yeah,
the wrong way?
Yeah, we played Bill Monroe.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my dyslexia.
Yeah, you're,
I
That's the first time you've ever done that. You're reading the list the wrong way.
Thank you.
You are Bill fucking fired.
Monroe. Okay. Well, Bill Monroe from, that's from Volume 2, Grand Ole Opry Broadcast Volume 2, and That Home Above. And then we have the Old Hickory Singers. And let's see, there's some more on that I got to do with Claude Sharp. And that was Oh, You Beautiful Doll. That was actually from a Armed Forces Radio Services show, number 116, recorded February the 18th, 1950.
Wow.
Or that's the date on it.
That's for the boys in Korea, is it?
Yeah, that was probably true. That would be true. That would be for Korea. And then Ivory Joe Hunter right after that. And then that was T for Texas, another mm-hmm. classic track.
Yes.
And then we finished up with the Cowboy Copas and Signed, Sealed, Delivered.
Great song.
Yeah, man. Just great stuff on the Blue Highway show. I love doing this
Isn't
show.
Isn't Old Country
this is like,
the
this
best?
This is like one of the first shows we ever did. I mean, one of the first.
I think it, what was the, no, the what, first thing we ever did was a Dusty Gem show. Well, it was the pilot show was the first thing we ever did.
Yeah, that was
Which it. Was kind of a free show. Whatever.
So, but Blue Highway was one of the.
It was
first
one of the top
five.
Yeah. Like, wait a second.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Go back into the archives.
List right
See,
here.
He carries his database.
I
in
it
here.
Just happened. First, we did the pilot,
and then
we did Dusty Gems.
Okay.
Have the Rolling Stones Killed. Uh-huh. And then we did the Beatles, and then we did Psych. And then we did Blue Highway.
Wow, okay. So, yeah. Right on.
And yeah.
So that was a couple of years ago now.
And then, yeah, we did a few of them right in a row because we did a lot of banking of episodes.
Yeah,
and the country show, we really, it's just fun to do because country music, like you and I were just talking off air, in our major metropolitan area, there is one country station and they only play the modern stuff.
Right. They only play the corporate stuff.
Like I just looked at their playlist or their list of shows. Like they don't have a classic show or a traditional show at all. Like
really?
They not even on Sunday morning. They don't even fucking bother.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a bummer. And after hearing 4 days of Willie Nelson's Roadhouse, Sirius XM Channel 56, it's a real bummer.
Yeah, so, wow, man. Jeez.
And you and I both really like country music, so that's why we haven't done one of these in so long, because we banked so many country shows at the beginning. Like, there was no need to record another one until now.
Yeah,
like, we haven't done a country show in probably a year, I think.
Oh, it's close to it. Yeah, yeah. It's been a long time.
Because we had so many shows banked, so smart move on our part.
Yeah, we gave ourselves a lot of cushion on that.
Like 6 months.
that worked out really well.
All right, so get back to it. Let's
play
some
music. We shall. We get into the last set of the night, and we're going to start it out with one of the greatest country music acts of all time, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, featuring Red Foley on the vocals. Here's the Lawrence Welk Orchestra.
Today, dear, your last letter came. I just stood there smiling till they called my name. As I read it over, the sky turned to gray and the tears dimmed my eyes, love had mail called today. Stand along, what's happened to you? The day that I sailed along, you said you'd be true. But now it's all over, what more can I say? My poor was broken at mail call today. And God bless you wherever you stray. The world for me ended at mail call today.
You'll never see a dark cloud hanging round. Now there is only blue sky to surround me. There's never been a gray day since you found me. Everything I touch is turning to gold. So you can color my world with sunshine yellow each day. Yes, you can color my world with happiness all the way. Color my world. Just as long as I know you're thinking of me, there'll be a rainbow always up above me. Since I found the one who really loves me, everything I touch is turning to gold. So you can color my world with sunshine yellow each day. All the way. Just take the green from the grass and the blue from the sky up above. And if you color my world, just paint it with your love. Just color my world. Sunshine. Color my world. Color my world.
Search among the sheep,
my brother.
Thou hast been a shelter for me. You will find him there, so I am told, for those he loves to keep,
my brother.
Thou hast been a shelter for me. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I?
Oh, lead me
to that rock.
Yes, lead me
to that rock. Why don't you lead me to that rock that is higher than I? Thou hast been a shelter for me.
rock, to the rock, that's higher than I, why don't you lead me? To the rock, that's higher than I, why don't you lead me? To the rock, that's higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me. Boom, 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 boom.
Are you teasing me? When you're telling me how you thrill to my charm, are you teasing me? Are you untrue when I'm not with you? When we're apart, are you free? Tell me, darling, while our love is still young, are you teasing me? My kiss sends your heart in a whirl. Are you teasing me? And that you'll be mine till the end of the world. Are you teasing me? You tell me my love makes your life complete, and tied in my arms you wanna be. Tell me, darling, while I love you still young, are you teasing me?
With flirty, flirty ways, till I'm so afraid that they will try to steal you someday. But don't you let them, darling, 'cause you belong to me. Oh, please don't ever let them think your heart is fancy free. Don't do it, darling, that heart belongs to me. They'll tell you that I travel and that you should do the same. They'll tell you that they need your love, so why not make the change? But don't do it, darling, that love belongs to me. Oh, please don't let them blind you, I still love you, can't you see? Don't do it, darling,
that heart belongs to me. They'll offer you a mansion, ask you if you'll be their queen, make your life a happy dream. But don't let them, darling, that dream belongs to me. Oh, sure, they'll try to buy your love with riches such as these, but don't let them, darling, that heart belongs to me.
Jonesy was a mighty man, but now he's resting in the promised land. The kind of music he could understand was an eight-wheel driver under his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as you go down the line. Fireman started ringing the bell. Everybody along the line could tell Casey Jones, he was coming to town on a 6-8 wheeler that was running the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rolled down the line.
Yes, indeed. Finishing off things there.
I love a train song.
The Delmore Brothers, of course, appropriate enough, hopping that train, freight train boogie. That's a good way to end the show. When you hop a train, you know it's time to hit the road, man.
Literally, it's time to go because you need to get out.
That's right. You've done your thing. You've played your set. You've done your music.
Take your can of beans and your knapsack and get the fuck out.
Get out of town, man. Get out by midnight. Okay, that was the Delmore Brothers wrapping up this episode number 6 of Blue Highway. And we had a whole bunch of songs to wrap up that thing, and I'll just read things off there just to tell you what we had.
Yeah.
Lawrence Welk Orchestra featuring Red Foley on. It's not the Lawrence Welk Orchestra. You shouldn't laugh at them because they were a kick-ass orchestra and they could do anything that you could possibly want. They not only did polka, they did country music. They did it all, man. For all we know, there may be like a psych album somewhere, you know, Lawrence Welk does acid, you know, or something like that. So, who knows? But that was them doing at Mail Call Today. And that was something, I guess, that came out in the 1950s. So that would be for
that's
Korea.
That's them at the height of their popularity.
Yeah, so. The height of their stuff.
So that probably mid-50s to early 60s kind of thing?
Or before that, actually.
Your parents' TV.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Grandparents now,
My grandparents. Yeah, it was my grandparents. And then we also had Barbara Fairchild in there, and her version of Color My World. Actually, that was her song, Color My World, the name of that. And then we had Wally Fowler and the Oak Ridge Quartet. And that was from an Armed Forces Radio Service show. That was from number 16. That's the second one we've taken from that particular show.
February 18th,
1950. Yeah, survived somehow. Lead Me to That Rock was the name of that particular track. And then Carl Smith also in there. And Are You Teasing Me?
Jish.
Oh, my.
The answer is Jish.
Oh, my goodness. And then Webb Pierce with That Heart Belongs to Me. And we finished up with the Delmore Brothers and Freight Train Boogie.
Oof, I like that goodness. Freight Train song.
That was a good choice on that one. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
And we are doing a train song episode. I made a note because there are so many. And not just country songs. There'll be old folk music. There'll be R&B songs. There's a lot of train music.
Oh,
so
definitely.
I'll do that. Subway or no? Just regular train, you think? Locomotive?
You could do any kind.
I'm going to consider Subway as a train.
Yeah,
let's do that. Any kind of rail. I'll include on the Metro.
There you go.
There we go. We can play fucking on riding on the Metro at night.
That's
that counts.
Right. Exactly, man. That's what
I'm doing. Anything on rails. Yeah.
That'll work because then you can play European music.
We can. That'll be a good show.
Okay, but that is for another time, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You heard it first.
Move
here.
To the edge of your seat now.
In embryonic form, you heard something that's coming up about 6 years from now. So, anyway, my name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. We were and are and always will be Balcony Radio. God damn it.
Oh, yes.
And let's finish it up here.
Let's get out of here, man.
Are we doing to exit stage left?
Well, we're ending where we started with Hank Williams.
Oh, The Circle Unbroken.
Yes, indeed. This is live at the Grand Ole Opry, of course, 1950.
Yeah, this is some essential music. Anything by Hank, just go. You should have.
Yeah,
like,
really.
The 40 greatest hits, whatever. There's no reason that you shouldn't own that. Or at least the 20. I think there's a single record with 20 and a double with 40 that are all Hank's, you know, the songs.
Yeah, like, the songs.
You should have that if you like music.
Can't go wrong.
If you're one of those, go fuck yourself. You should have this.
Pass that along to your kids, man.
This is the line that goes from Hank to Bob Dylan. That's how it goes. So you should have this. Come on, people.
No question.
George Strait, you know, who else?
That's
Porter
fine.
Wagner.
Porter
George
Wagner,
Jones.
Dolly Parton.
Steve Earle. Lucinda. All your people. They all like Hank Williams.
Yeah.
Come on.
Everybody wallows
all
at
you
the,
hipsters
at the, at
wearing
the church
flannels.
Of, church of Hank Williams.
Listening to your crackly country music.
All right, let's get
listen
out of
to
here.
Some Hank Williams.
We've
here
done
it
enough
is.
Whining.
This is Why Don't You Love Me, live 1950. Respect, Hank Williams.
See ya.
Folks, I want to bring out a friend of yours now and a buddy of mine, too. He's written and recorded some of the best folk music of our day. I want you to give him one of your best welcomes. Here he is, the love sick blues boy, Hank Williams. Yes, sir. All right, fine, boy. You know, Hank, I got a letter yesterday from some of my pals over there in Lancaster, way up there in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They tell me you really bowled the folks over when you played there last week.
Now, that's real neighborly of them to say that, Red. I always enjoy meeting our friends out on the road person to person.
Yes, sir. Well, Hank, you know, we've got about 4,000 of our friends out here in the Opry House tonight. We hope we've got millions more listening in, so why don't you give the folks a little treat with that very latest big hit of yours called Why Don't You Love Me,
Be
huh?
glad to, huh? Why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. So why don't you love me like you used to do? I ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing and a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. So why don't you spark me like you used to do? And say sweet nothing like you used to coo. I'm the same old trouble that you've always been through. So why don't you love me like you used to do?
Hey,
be just like you used to be? How come you find so many faults with me? Somebody's changed, so let me give you a clue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? I ain't had no loving like a hugging and a kissing in a long, long while. We don't get nearer, further, closer than a country mile. So why don't you say the things you used to say? How come you treat me like a piece of clay? My hair's still curling and my eyes are still blue. So why don't you love me like you used to do?
We have lots of records.
The Elvis Brothers!
Oh, diddly.
We like to play records.
Lou Reed.
Isley Brothers!
We have so many records.
The Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis!
We like to play home records.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.